Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. U.S. withdraws from over 60 global organizations, including several UN bodies and International Solar Alliance. Russia rejects plans to deploy a Western peacekeeping force in Ukraine if a peace deal is reached. In Iran, two police officers killed and 30 others injured during clashes in southwestern part of the country. Nationwide protests over economic grievances enter 12th day. In badminton, PV Sindhu storms into women's singles quarterfinals of Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. And in cricket, Australia clinch Ashes series 4-1 by defeating England in the fifth and final test by 5 wickets at Sydney. The United States has withdrawn from over 60 international organizations, including UN bodies and the India-France-led International Solar Alliance. US President Donald Trump signed the memorandum yesterday titled Withdrawing the United States from International Organizations, Conventions and Treaties That Are Contrary to the Interests of the United States. After signing, President Trump said he has determined that it is contrary to the interests of the United States to remain a member of, participate in, or otherwise provide support to the 66 UN and non-United Nations organizations. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier has strongly criticized the US foreign policy under President Donald Trump. Mr. Steinmeier said, "Global democracy was being attacked as never before." According to the experts, these remarks apparently refer to recent actions such as the ousting of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. Describing Russia's annexation of Crimea and the invasion of Ukraine as a watershed, President Steinmeier said the U.S. behavior represented a second historic rupture. He said active intervention was needed in threatening situations and countries such as Brazil and India must be convinced to protect the world order. Russia rejected plans to deploy a Western peacekeeping force in Ukraine if peace deal is reached. Russia Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said all such units and facilities will be considered legitimate military targets for the Russian armed forces. A report.
Moscow has repeatedly opposed NATO members sending troops to Ukraine, calling the proposals dangerous and destructive. Earlier, the United Kingdom and France signed a declaration of intent on deploying troops in Ukraine in case of a ceasefire. In a related development, more than 1 million people in the Dnipropetrovsk region of Ukraine, armed without water supplies or heating, after overnight strikes by the Russian forces. The Ukrainian government said that the Dnipropetrovsk and Zaporozhye are without electricity and critical infrastructure is running on reserve power. The Ukrainian Air Force said Russia attacked with 97 drones, with 70 downed by air defense system, but 27 striking various locations. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said war with Russia could end by mid of this year. Speaking in Cyprus, currently holding the EU presidency, he urged allies to increase pressure on Russia with tougher sanctions. Abhishek Mukhopadhyay for World News.
India's economic growth is expected to outpace the National Statistical Office NSO's first advanced estimate, reflecting buoyant high-frequency data since September last year, led by policy impetus. A report from Morgan Stanley estimated real GDP growth at 7.6% for financial year 2026, above the NSO's first advance estimate, which pegged the real GDP growth at 7.4% in current fiscal. The combined impetus from fiscal and monetary policy support, improved purchasing power, and labor market outlook are likely to ensure consumption recovery gains more breadth. Reacting to the NSO's figures, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India's reform express continues to gain momentum. Talking to media, a member of Niti Aayog, Dr. Arvind Veermani, said the Indian economy has shown strong resilience to deal with external shocks.
India has done remarkably well. I had expected at the beginning of the year when I gave my forecast that the uncertainty would last maybe 6 or 9 months, but it has lasted much longer than that. There seems to be every day a new source of uncertainty coming. I think the overall, in broad terms, Indian economy has done very well to cope with these huge, unprecedented uncertainties.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Iran, two police officers were killed and 30 others injured during clashes in southwestern part of the country, as nationwide protests over economic grievances entered its 12th day. The Iranian official media reported that the violence erupted in the city of Lodegan in Cheher Mehel and Bakhtiari province after shopkeepers closed their stores and took to the streets. According to reports, a group of protesters armed with military-grade and hunting weapons opened fire on security forces. The unrest, which has spread to more than 20 cities since late December, was initially sparked by the sharp depreciation of the rial and rising prices. Around 30 people have been killed since the demonstrations began, according to various reports. In Pakistan, a church in Raivan area of Punjab province came under attack recently as a person forcibly entered the Christian place of worship and carried out an act of destruction that has sparked fear among Christian community in the country. Religious leaders and community representatives have demanded stronger protection for places of worship and accountability for those who carry out such hate-driven acts. Local Christians said it is a direct assault on their faith, identity, and a right to practice religion freely and safely. Religious minorities in Pakistan face systematic discrimination and entrapment in fabricated blasphemy allegations. Mob violence, targeted killings, land grabbing, forced conversions, arbitrary detention, and damage to property. India has begun implementing a $450 million assistance package to help Sri Lanka recover from Cyclone Dittwa. Moving from emergency relief to reconstruction of damaged roads, railways, bridges and housing, Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha said today the package was announced during a visit to Sri Lanka by Indian External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in December. Addressing the media, Mr. Jha said the package includes $350 million in concessional lines of credit and $100 million in grants, targeting restoration of roads, railways and bridges, housing, reconstruction, health and education facilities, agriculture support and disaster preparedness. A senior leader of Bangladesh Nationalist Party's affiliated organization was shot dead and another man injured in a shooting incident in Dhaka's Tejgaon area last night, highlighting deteriorating law and order situation in the country. The incident triggered protests and prompted heavy deployment of police and army personnel. In badminton, ace shuttler P.V. Sindhu has stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. She outclassed 8th seed Tomoka Miyazaki of Japan by 21-8, 21-13 in the round of 16 today. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu will take on third-seeded Japanese Akane Yagamuchi in the quarterfinal match tomorrow. Top men's pair of Satvik Sai, Raj Rangi Reddy and Chirag Shetty also sailed into the quarterfinals with a 21-18, 21-11 win over Malaysia's world number 17, Junaid Arif and Roy King Yap. Australia clinched Ashes series by winning the fifth test at Sydney Cricket Ground. The bowling, batting and fielding performances feature highly on the all-time list for Aussies in the Ashes, underscoring Australia's dominance in the 4-1 series win. The Australians bowled England out for 342 on the fifth day of the series finale and 160 for victory, finished 161 for 5 with Carey hitting the winning runs and Cameron Green unbeaten on 22. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. withdraws from over 60 global organizations, including several UN bodies and International Solar Alliance. Russia rejects plans to deploy a Western peacekeeping force in Ukraine if peace deal is reached. In Iran, two police officers killed and 30 others injured during clashes in southwestern part of the country. Nationwide protests over economic grievances enter 12th day. In badminton, P.V. Sindhu storms into women's single quarterfinals of Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. And in cricket, Australia clinch Ashes series 4-1 by defeating England in the fifth and final test by 5 wickets at Sydney. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.